All right, we're back now with St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. And, Coach, welcome back. A good win Friday night for you guys?
Yeah, it was. Thanks for having me on, Rick. It was a good bounce back for us after the loss at Central, and I thought the kids handled the week well, and it was good to get on the right side of the ledger again.
Coach, what do you do after a loss? Because I know it varies. Sometimes you're pleased with the team's play, even though you come up short. Other times you're not pleased when you win. So what was the approach after playing Central Catholic? Because I know how important a game that was earlier in the season.
Yeah, it was really about just fixing us, to take nothing away from Central, who's a very, very good team. We played about as poorly as you can play. And it was really just kind of trying to turn the focus on us, mm-hmm. fixing the things that we needed to fix about ourselves. And I thought the kids did a pretty good job of that this week.
Well, when you approach that, I'm sure there are techniques that you have, and you can point out either on the field or with the tape as to what they can do to improve. Is that an approach that varies also depending upon the situation?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at it as coaches, especially at this level, I mean, we really are teachers.
Mm-hmm.
That's our classroom. So when we have them out there, it really was. There was a lot of learning. You know, you take the film study and you try and apply the lessons learned in film study on the field. And I think the more effective you are at doing that as a coach and as a staff, the better the kids are going to be, obviously. And I'm blessed to have a great staff that way. And the kids approached it well.
Mm-hmm.
They took the constructive criticism. They didn't take it in a bad way. They let themselves be coached, and we improved. There's no question.
Well, that's hope for the future, of course, when you have that. Has your lineup settled pretty much now, Coach? Do you have people in positions where you want them to be?
Yeah, we're still not healthy. We got three starters out, Carson Brown at running back, Christian Defoe at left guard, both captains. They've not played yet this year. And then our starting safety, Lucas Verrier, has been out for 2 weeks. So it's just we're not whole yet. But the guys that are in there are doing a pretty good job. We're 2-1. It is what it is. We got a great challenge this week. But, you know, I think we're getting to that point now as you start to approach October. You're starting to find out who you are, what you are, and this is the time you got to kind of make your run and position yourself for the playoffs.
You know, you mentioned teaching. At this point, you've gone over, I'm sure, the basics that you want to. This is a loaded question, but how much teaching continues during the season? Because your kids are quick studies for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, there's always teaching, to answer your question. I mean, there's always teaching. There's different schemes, different types of teams, but it goes much deeper than that. It's not just X's and O's.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a whole lot more than that, and there's different things that crop up during the season, emotionally, socially, whatever it is with their kids. They're still 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, so there's a lot of lessons, and that's part of the deal. You take on this kind of a job, and I'm fortunate. I have great kids that work hard, great staff that works hard, so it's easy to want to show up every day and do it. The work is not easy, but the want to and the desire to do it is easy if you're in it for the right reasons.
How do the kids get together in terms of culture and camaraderie? Because you have kids from all over the place, sort of like an all-star team. Does that come together fairly quickly, or is it a constant process during the season?
Every group's different, but we take the same process every year.
Mm-hmm.
We put a lot of time into the team-building process. They also are around each other a lot. We work out all summer, 4 times a week in the mornings, 6:30. That continues on into the season, where
mm-hmm.
it's 3 times a week at 6:30 in the morning. Then you have practice on top of that. Then you have your games, and you're really 6 out of 7 days a week. It starts to assimilate pretty quickly. So some teams are better than others at it, but we've been pretty successful that way.
You must be pleased with the offensive output against Haverhill. Looks like a lot of people contributed to the scoring on offense for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's still mistakes being made. We've got to get more consistent at the quarterback position, certainly. I thought the offensive line played a heck of a lot better than they did against Central. There's no secret we have some special talent out at the skill positions. We got to do a better job of getting the ball in their hands.
Okay, final a couple of quick questions. Can you mention a lineman for me, please, Brian, either on offense or defense? I mean, you pitched a shutout, so the guys up front must have been doing pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Michael Naboo, who's our one of our captains, he's starting at nose tackle for us. I thought he was outstanding. He just controlled the game from his nose position. He kind of tortured them all night. Was in their backfield quite a bit, and they really couldn't run the football. And I thought offensively, our fullback, Jack Filion, who's about 5'10", 188 pounds or so, was devastating on his lead blocks and kickout blocks. He was probably our best player, most consistent player on offense. He just, as good a performance as I've had a fullback have, and he didn't even get on the stat sheet. Didn't catch it,
yeah.
Didn't run it. But just unbelievably unselfish and a great performance.
I always marvel at these kids on offense who prefer to pancake block than anything else, and it's like, damn, that's scary stuff.
Beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. All right, Coach, LaSalle Academy from Providence. It's a home game for you guys Friday night. What do you know about these guys?
I know they're the number two team in the state in Rhode Island. They've made the state championship game 3 out of the last 4 years, including twice in a row. And they have some Division I caliber guys and the athletes all over the field. So it's going to be a good challenge.
All right. Yeah, I couldn't get anything on them. So, yeah, it sounds like a challenge, but that's what you guys love. So Friday night home game. Coach, I appreciate you taking the time as always. Good luck this week.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. Brian St. Pierre, who was the coach at St. John's Prep with MSO New Sports. He's the football coach at St. John's Prep with MSO New Sports. I'm Rick Moore.